Yo, peace, peace, peace. This is your boy Big Rush from the world famous Boogeyman, and you're in tune to the world famous Hip Hop Digest. Get that.
But now let's talk about Meltdown. Meltdown with Drake, track 7, Utopia. What is this song? Drake's verse on this track is one of the worst verses on Utopia. I can't believe that this got approved. I think it's so weird. It's so corny. The content of the verse is terrible. The way that Drake appears in the outro to the track before Meltdown, and he's going, and there's this girl, and she's like, I thought you were going to take me to Utopia. And Drake is like, this is Utopia. And she's like, but this is just your hotel room. And then Drake is like, what do you mean? It's perfect to me. And then he just goes, they're scared of the six. What the fuck is this, bro? Like, the rest of the song isn't that good, but the Drake part just completely ruins it. I can't believe this track is on the album. I know some people were saying, this verse is so fire. This is amazing. Drake really pulled through. He did not. He did not snap. He did not spit. It's ass.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. And you know what? Right here, we got Big Rush. Why don't you give a few words, Rush?
Oh, damn.
Apparently, Ooh. Dr. Dre's lawyer filed a continuance.
Damn, week three
damn,
of the continuance. So, you know, we ain't giving out necklaces and watches, sir.
Hopefully we get a chance to have Dre's lawyer on at some point in time in the future. Indeed, welcome to the Digest, and thank you for riding with us.
Yes, sir.
All right. So there's some extraordinary things going on in hip hop.
Extraordinary
things. All right. So if we can get in.
Oh, sure. Let's go.
All right. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is hip hop pioneer MC fights to get recognition for his royalties for his lyrics and what he contributed to the game. And that would be the first MC, one Coca-Cola Rock. Exactly. That's exactly what the lyric says. It was Coca-Cola Rock, Kool Herc, and then bam. Yeah. B-Boys ran to the latest jam. And then when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn.
It's got to be a better way
to hear our music every day. People's getting blown away, but coming outside anyway.
Y'all killing me right now.
That sounds way better than what we're going to be talking about later.
Oh, my goodness. You wanted to talk hip-hop, huh, killer?
All right. The 68-year-old Bronx native was the first MC to show up at the Rec Room on Sedgwick Avenue on August 11th, 1973, when Kool Herc, you know, obviously did his first party, the back-to-school jam. All right? Coca-Cola Rock also goes on to say some of the things that are iconic in hip-hop, he actually wrote. Okay? Now, you got to remember, it wasn't like he was bars out there. You know what I'm saying? It was largely just call and response. So some of the things that Coca-Cola Rock says that you hear, you know what I'm saying? He said, you rock and you don't stop. That's his lyric. You know, he said the phrase is often associated with Afrika Bambaataa and Soul Sonic Force from 82, but that was his lyric. You know what I mean? He goes on to say there was other lyrics that the Sugar Hill Gang stole. And I think everybody stole because that was the inception of it. So, and he said there is some big name guys. I don't know who the big name guys are. Some lawyers getting involved. And basically, I think they're just trying to get the brother a check. There's nothing wrong with that, considering that his name will always be in the annals of the first. Okay? Not in a modern sense, but was the first. You know, and I think that he deserves obviously some recognition for that. A lot of our pioneers have passed away. So, you know, I think younger rich guys say, you know, the old niggas coming out of the woodwork and they just want money. I mean, these guys is getting into their late 60s, 70s. I mean, yeah, of course. You know, I mean, what do you think, G?
I feel for him. I really do. And I understand that he was the first one to do this or whatever, to bring in and to make do these words. But if there's no paperwork, it didn't happen. You know how the game go. His lawyer is really fighting an uphill battle, because if he ain't got it copywritten, trademarked, some kind of paperwork to throw out there to be like, well, they was using my words without my permission, he don't really have a leg to stand on in this fight. So I feel for him. And yeah, if I was one of them paid niggas, I'd go ahead and cut him a check and be like, here you go, brother. Do whatever you got to do with it. You know, take care of yourself. But I know most niggas is looking at him like he just said, man, this broke ass nigga out here coming out the woodwork crying about money.
He said he came up with the line hotel motel, you know, so.
I don't think it's hard to get him recognition. I think that's very easy, that could be taken care of. And like Kurt was saying, as far as the financial side of it, it will be hard without paperwork. You know what I'm saying? But as King Killer was saying, he's looking to get paid, right? So some of these cats can maybe invite him on tours, you know?
I don't know if he's looking so much to get paid. Again, it just takes me back to the story. Mad years ago, we covered it on this show when Questlove was trying to get very, very wealthy guys to come together and give, you know, money, you know, like a one-time payment to the pioneers, including himself. You know, the guys like Kokola Rock. I mean, at that point in time, Herc was having some serious health problems and, you know, and had nothing, you know, no health care, no nothing. And so Questlove was trying to get that together. Look, we need to, you know, it's like a legacy thing. Look, we are going to, you know, we're going to try and take care of you here. I mean, obviously, it's not going to take care of a lifetime of work, but, you know, here you go.
I remember us talking about that and saying, and E-Green, matter of fact, was talking about maybe if we start up a hip-hop union or something where people can just put money into it to try to build a fund up for them, which is still a good move, but niggas, when they get their bread, they ain't trying to share.
Right.
They don't give a fuck.
That's across the board.
Right. They'll give it to the jeweler. They'll give it to the nigga making those Balenciagas.
The dealership.
They'll give it to the, like I said, the car dealerships. They'll give it to the motherfuckers out of Vegas gambling and shit, but they will not, and will not on two levels, give it to motherfuckers that need the money.
Mm. So have you changed your stance, Kirk? Because you have been a long-standing person saying, hey, it's their money.
And I still feel that way. It's their money, but I'm just saying, if I, like I said earlier, if it was my money and I'm one of them paid niggas, I would hit niggas off. But I'm the same nigga to be like, don't come back. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm hitting you off, but this ain't a water faucet here. Here you go, take care of yourself.
I think with recognition would come paydays for Kokola Rock, honestly. If it was, you know, universally acknowledged that he used the first, then,
well,
you know,
his name will be in a Rocky Bocano Universal, I'm not going to say Hall of Fame, museum.
Universal Hip Hop Museum.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't say Hall of Fame. But his name will be in there, and he will be recognized as the first. Now, of course, you know, there's always going to be somebody to debate that. Only thing I'm saying is that, you know, wow. What can I say? You know, we're still talking about that, and we're losing guys, you know, of that era every day. You know, so, you know, good, you know, Godspeed to, you know, Kokola Rock, man, you know, in that endeavor. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, the long nightmare drought is over.
Mm. The nightmare drought is over.
Yeah, the long nightmarish drought, and people were doing a lot of hand wringings, but they're still not sleeping good at night. Travis Scott, Utopia, blasted into the number one Billboard 200 album chart, dated August 12th. Capturing the third biggest week of 2023 of any album of any R&B and hip hop release. All right, Travis Scott comes in with the number one album. The long national nightmare is over.
Niggas can stop talking about it now.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know, you could say that the long national nightmare is over, but the reality is the music is, I mean, the people who listen to this show, I mean, what can I say? The music is purely waste management. It is trash. Mm. And the people who are rhyming and performing such, I don't care, male, female, whoever, trash, garbage. You know what I mean? I mean, what do you want me to say, B? I mean,
continue with with the waste management thoughts.
No, I'm just saying, but what do you want me to say? I mean, everybody, you know, man, niggas is with this, you know what I'm saying? This, one of the words that is interesting to me that is getting bantered about is, the music has evolved. You know, this is, yo, you see, you got to remember, man, this is an evolved, mean to tell me that Ice Spice is evolved better than Midnight Marauders? I mean,
let me tell you something. Right now, you are coming off at the highest level of an old-ass, hating-ass nigga.
Yo, nigga, I'm nursing home material.
We're eventually going to have
this nigga's got a spot in Shady Farms, my nigga.
Right now. Like,
fuck it.
Nothing you're saying is going to be able to stop what I tell you, because it's a fact.
All right.
All of us are eventually going to have to just let it go. Because guess what, B? No matter what you say, no matter what I feel, no matter what Kurt G thinks, these young folks love this music.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Yes,
no, they don't.
Why do they not love this music, B?
Because the music
isn't... What makes you say that?
Because the music isn't meant to be there in their lives long enough to love it. No, they love what the music is at the moment that it is, but they don't love it. See, because you're trying to... Wait a minute. They talked about this a little bit here on the text chain, and we talked about this ad nauseum on this show. And I said this. Why isn't Soulja Boy heralded as the goat of goats for the millennial technology generation, considered he invented this shit? Soulja Boy invented social media shit, you know, blowing yourself up on social media, okay? 2-minute garbage records. Yo, forget about Master P and them niggas. Yo, Soulja Boy, why isn't he, Kool Herc, or the way we look at, you know, Grandmaster Flash, you know, or people like that. Why isn't that generation? I don't never hear none of the young boys that, yo, really is really Soulja Boy. Look, I ain't saying Soulja Boy good, but I'm just saying, you want to be on record about them loving this shit? How come they not loving the guy who created the whole shit for them?
Well, you partially answered that already. They love what's right now. At one point, he was right now.
No doubt.
Right. I don't know who is right now, but there's somebody who's right now. That's not saying that they don't... Listen, yo, rap music is, we all agree, it's not what we were a part of in the beginning, right? So when people say it evolves or whatever, what they really need to say is it's changed for this crop of youth. It's still the same for us. It never changed. But they are young and they like what they like, whether you gonna call it the social media part of it or whatever.
Yeah, but they love this shit. My point is, and the main point that I'm saying, I'm not disagreeing. What I'm disagreeing is simply this, on two or maybe three points. Certainly, the opinion of evolving music is wrong because music hasn't evolved. And number two is that the kids who love what is current, whatever that may be, the current iteration of that, you mean to tell me that, let's say, a 20-year-old is really loving what he was listening to 3 years ago?
Maybe not the individual, but because the music is pretty much the same, he loves whoever is plugged in at that spot.
So what you're saying, as far as loving it, they don't love the individual artist, the people that came up with, they only love the music as it.
Correct. Yes.
They only love whatever. But yes. So hence answers the question for all ages then. To all the old niggas like us that complain about why these niggas all sound the same, is because niggas love that same sound. And that's why they all sound the same. That's what they love. They don't love the individual niggas. They love the same sound.
That's what I'm saying. Hence, again, you talk about goats. You know what I mean? It's really, think about this, yo. You think about goats. And Soulja Boy, when you say that, and people want to be like, oh my God, what nigga, what are you talking about? But I'm saying MySpace. Who the fuck? That was a kid's play platform.
He was 17.
Yes. And everything that he did back then, they're doing right now.
Yep.
Because of him. But he gets no props.
But you know how we, the whole time we were coming up, from teenagers to this day right here, we love what? Hip-hop, right?
Right.
So let's just go back to, like, just let's just say...
You don't love Earth, Wind, & Fire, though?
That's apples and oranges.
Okay.
So it's 2000. All right. Whoever's hot is out. And what were we doing? We were calling them what? Mumble rappers. And then ringtone rappers. And then emo rappers and all this kind of shit. It's different than when we were coming up. We are old, crotchety old ass old men who don't want to relinquish. And we shouldn't. We shouldn't relinquish. But what we need to do, B, you were standing there smacking your head against the wall trying to talk to this young kid what is and ain't hip-hop.
I agree with that. And I'm not smacking my head up against the wall because the data and how the music is treated bears itself out. Okay? Yep. So, again, you know, if somebody comes up to you and let's say we want to sit down and have a dissertation about, you know, Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet. And then we're going to talk about the different things that go along with that record, the standout cuts, who was guest on the album, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, nobody, no young kid is going to talk about, even though it has the same apricot canned fruit beat from a trap guy from 3 years ago to now, no one's breaking those cuts down. Okay, they're going to represent their enthusiasm. Yo, nigga, y'all like that shit. Fuck them, you old nigga.
I'm gonna have to disagree with that on one point.
My man, please.
It's still being reviewed. They're still being broken down because niggas is breaking the hell out of that Utopia album. They're breaking it all the way down. Matter of fact, I got an intro for the beginning of this show.
Oh, okay. Word.
How niggas is breaking down that intro. But it's just niggas, just individual niggas that's doing it. That's what they do. They break down albums and they talk about them. But there's not like we used to do where we would talk about who was better, Run or D, or we talk about, you know what I'm saying, the different things about our record, seeing which cut was better, which this. It was us individually talking about it. These kids don't individually break down shit like that.
Check this out. All of that, which the breakdown, what we used to do, is valid as hell. But the breakdown in today's world is, what car is this rapper driving? Where he lives in? What part of LA? Oh, he ate where? Oh, he had what belt on? So it's different. It's clearly different. So which is why what I'm trying to get to at the end of the day is, we got to be done with that whole trying to tell them what is what, because they're not going to care. No matter how...
Doesn't matter.
Breakdown.
Doesn't matter.
No matter how we feed it to them.
Doesn't matter.
I get it.
It's like an infant just learning how to eat with the Gerbers and shit.
Right.
And you trying to feed them and they like... They're
spitting it out and shit. Yeah,
Don't matter.
I hear what you're saying. And everything that you said is completely valid. I've said that myself a few times on this show. Exactly what you're saying. How they don't give a fuck what we're talking about.
Doesn't matter.
They shouldn't give a fuck what we're talking about. If they really love what they love, then what we're talking about means nothing to them niggas.
Nothing.
But everything you just said, the breakdown, and all about the belt the niggas wearing and the shoes they're rocking, ain't got shit to do with the music.
Nothing.
So the music is not hip-hop. So the reason why we say it ain't hip-hop is because it ain't got shit to do with it.
So it didn't make full orchestration the way maybe somebody like Quincy Jones did full orchestration. That's still music. That's still orchestration. That's still quarter notes, eighth notes, you know, bridge, you know, versus chorus. You know what I'm saying? Maybe niggas didn't follow that, but that didn't make none of that shit less true. Okay? That standard exists. It didn't matter if hip-hop niggas was like, oh, fuck all that quarter note shit, nigga. I don't read music. But didn't matter, because Quincy Jones and whoever else was saying, y'all niggas know nothing about how to really write out notation.
Right.
But notation is true.
And nobody cared. We was listening to that.
Yeah, we still loved our shit. We didn't give a fuck if the motherfuckers was in a key or a G key. We didn't give a fuck if they blended it together.
And
that's why it sounded good to us.
And that's where I'm saying that's where we are. So I don't really give a flying who's gal that they don't care. That don't make it less true. That's all. I don't see. You got me fucked up because you saying it. Like I care what they think. I'm just talking about what is true. So you got me totally fucked up.
So here's the crux, though. Just like you don't give a fuck about what they think, they don't give a fuck about what we think.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Bingo.
I get that. And that's all I said. So it doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what they think. You know what I mean? I'm just speaking the truth. Just like a generation before us who made it came at us and was like, yo, you don't really know anything about notation and chord structure and this, that, and the third. That didn't make what they said untrue, because we didn't.
So at some point, we got to be the ones to give grace, because we've lived through that already.
Man, I ain't giving no more grace. I ain't giving no grace.
But see, here comes the problem with this shit.
Wow.
It's because they're connecting it to the shit that we love.
The
shit that when they said we won't know nothing about chord structure and all that shit, that was their music. R&B and hip hop was totally different, and that was their music. And we didn't have
we didn't have anything to do with what they were doing.
What was going on in the music world, and we didn't care what was going on over on that side of the world. We didn't care. Earth, Wind, and Fire. We liked the music, but oh, we don't know what the fuck them horns is doing. We didn't give a fuck. We liked what it sounded like, and that was that. But hip hop was just that shit. And
we called it our shit.
Right.
Hip hop was our shit. So many years ago, we had discussed like there needing to be, as in every other fucking genre of music, subgenres. And people just have a fucking problem with that. I don't understand why, because you're still under the hip hop umbrella, but you were just whatever.
Because it's the way that we present it. Now I'm sounding like you. Because of the way that we present it, it makes it sound like something nasty. Like being a subgenre is something nasty, like you coming up out of the fucking subway, you know what I'm saying, crawling from under the rats. Like you just, that's some nasty shit, a subgenre. Like what? What do you mean we're not good enough to be hip-hop? That's what it sounds like to them. It doesn't sound like we're giving you your own shit. Do you?
Right.
You're just not this. Every time we say you're just not this, it sounds like we're saying, nigga, that shit's just trash, and you can never be on the level of this shit. Even that's what we're thinking. It comes out that way to them, like, nigga, you fuck y'all niggas then. We it right now, and y'all niggas just mad.
So congratulations to Travis Scott. Travis Scott has 10 acts ten guests on the show. So including but not limited to 21 Savage,
21.
Bad 21, Bunny. 21. Beyonce.
Oh, he's going for the big money.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Bad Bunny. Woo!
Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Future.
All corners.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, wow.
Playboy Cardi. He's
going for the top of the tops.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, top of the tops.
Yeah, quite a budget.
Young Thug.
Budget.
And Young Thug on there, and somebody, maybe
they recorded it before.
How do you pronounce that? SZA. That person's on the album as well.
He had a hell of a budget.
Hell yeah!
Oh, either it's gonna be a hell of a favor for a favor.
I mean, he got the queen on there alone. So
anyway, I want to get out of that topic or whatever. Congratulations
he
once
throw
again.
Throw it out there and run.
Yeah, right, he threw it out there.
Congratulations to Travis Scott.
Damn.
And that nigga that reviewed that album. Well, y'all are hearing on the intro of this joint.
Oh, okay.
Drake ass under the bus.
Oh, okay. Wow, I can't wait to hear it. Wow, my phone is at mad like 10%. I wonder if it'll make it through the show. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is an update. My daughter.
Wait. Before you update, just put that hit that battery button and it'll put it on. It'll economize your battery what's left. You spoken from experience.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. Okay. So, we just update my daughter. Shout out to Olive, who said, "You guys gonna talk about this? Your boy Tory Lanez got sentenced to 10 joints in the Bing.
Ouch!
10 joints in the Bing." And I'm gonna say it again. I know we talked about this, but I gotta ask it again. Does this send a signal?
Ouch!
No, wait a minute. Let me before I get to that. There was a lot of things that was going on. When I read the article, and they were talking about, this is at the intersection of a lot of things in commercial rap. One of the things was the pressure on Megan not to testify, to be some kind of G, okay? There was the pressure on her with that. There was the pressure on Mr. Lanz to do what he did with a gun. He didn't want to be caught out there on somebody's cell phone having the gun and then giving it back to his man or whatever. So, you know, he had the, you know, he had to, maybe he got that sideways, you know, with the gun shit. You know what I mean? As he was shooting at her feet and telling her to dance. You know what I mean? Tough guy. You know what I mean? Misogyny was also brung up in that. You know what I mean? The hyperbole of commercial rap was also brung up. Like you said, I guess they were at some kind of Kardashian party. I mean, that's not helping the situation either. So, there's a lot of different things going on. Either way, it ended up with him at 10 joints in the Bing. His family, lawyers, relatives, everybody was out there talking about, yo, he's not that guy.
He's not that guy, but for that moment, he was that guy.
You know, and they were talking about the amount of commercial rap cats, 50, Drake, who were sending ridiculous signals toward Meg, you know, keep your mouth shut, you know, and here go your man again with all that fake bravado, but I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Academics?
Well,
that
no, that's
a lot of bullshit.
Yeah,
shots,
well,
too.
I'm not even getting to it. I'm not even, yeah, he did, but yeah, fuck that nigga. Yeah, so let's talk about a couple of those topics, B. I mean, Swerve, I mean,
can I hit you with the, I'm coming out of left field.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming out of left field. And I'm not married to this, what I'm about to say. It's just, I'm putting it out there. Do you remember a while back, you might not, when Tory Lanez released his album as like an NFT or some shit like that?
Yeah, vaguely.
And he made like, he sold like a million records in 10 minutes or some crazy shit.
Right.
As a conspiracy brother from long ago, you think that might have had something to do with it?
Damn, you definitely. Came out
yeah,
of that
I, yeah, I'm not I a conspiracy.
That one.
Yeah, I'm.
I wasn't expecting
I'm lost on that.
So you're saying that people like he's trying to start a new way of niggas making money out in here in the game, and they had to shut his ass down?
That would kill the. It would literally kill the advertisement. I mean, music industry.
Okay, well, but I'm saying, really, I mean, I don't know.
He
shot
it's
somebody, B.
He
shot somebody, son.
But there's not even a fact on that. Yes, he's in jail for air quotes, shooting somebody, but it's not even really confirmed that he did it. So
he's convicted. He did it.
He's convicted. That nigga, there's a million niggas in jail that's convicted that didn't do it. So let's not talk that. But my point is, I'm just saying anything could happen out here, yo, and you know that. And I'm just that's just something else that gets put up there because damn, he got 10 joints, yo. 10.
10, B.
So, 10. What does this do for the Stop Snitching campaign as far as
nothing?
Meg? Nothing. Oh,
not a
okay.
damn.
Not a damn thing.
So, dude. So her career is not harmed for going up on the stage because the prosecutor praised her for being brave enough to get up on the stand and, you know, testify to what happened.
But see, it doesn't. Well, that to me, I think the snitching didn't come into effect for her because
right, she got shot.
She's the one that got shot.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Now, if one of her entourage was up there talking and she had her mouth shut and one of the entourages up there talking, they could be like, well, come on, Nate, that nigga's snitching.
Right.
Mm, okay. Okay. All right. That's what's up. So does so it has nothing to do with her. Does it, the fact that she, can she be a trusted, you know, girlfriend to, you know, a G in the game? I mean, what does that, I mean, yeah. What's that do for her?
Yeah. I think the snitching shit is going away because of your boy down there in Florida.
Oh, okay. Boy, he did. Yeah, he did.
Skated right on through that.
Yeah, he did, boy. Yeah.
He did a song with that nigga, and ain't nobody really talking about it.
I know, right?
They just hoping to wake up and that shit's over with. That nigga was the next thing.
That nigga,
they glad Travis Scott went number one. Yeah. We can talk about that now.
That nigga ain't got no morals.
I thought that little nigga was like that. Fuck me up.
I know the whole state of Florida fucked up.
That nigga kept saying, I know them Zoes fucked up right now. I'm like, what the hell the Haitian people got to do with this? They're like, we ain't got nothing to do with this. What the fuck? Why we fucked up?
Oh.
See, that snitching shit is dead, B. Shit.
Oh. Unbelievable. All right, where am I at here? I'm jacked up here. It's in battery save, I think. Maybe I'll make it here. Just maybe I'll make it. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Trash on Trash.
Damn, we continue the theme.
Trash. Is it Kurt?
We're continuing the theme. Is that like a Racks on Racks on Racks?
Yeah, yeah. Trash on Trash. Eminem, Melly Mel. Okay. Diss records of flying. Okay. So we're going to break this down a little bit. So I want to break down how this kind of before the records here. Because we know that it's people not limited to Melly Mel, Lord Jamal, guys like that of the opinion that, okay, Eminem is Eminem. He's a white guy, and it would be a white guy, you know, Elvis Presley style, okay. And he's a guest, and he need to show the proper respect. Now, me personally, I think Eminem shows respect. I think he's a respectful guy. I think I don't think Eminem makes good music. So, and in that aspect of it, I'm probably going to agree with Mel and Lord Jamal, because I don't think Eminem makes good music. So, now, Melly Mel, of course, he's making his, I don't know who dissed who first, okay? So, maybe, do you guys got any idea on that?
Well, it's probably from Mel and those guys saying that M was a guest.
Right.
I think that's where
right.
it started.
I think that's where it started.
Sick and tired of the bullshit.
Yes.
Niggas keep saying he's a guest. And somebody must have gave him the green light and said, go ahead and do it. Because he's been quiet for so long. I mean, he's just been taking these shots and keeping it moving and not saying nothing. So somebody either gave him the green light and said, man, fuck that shit. Diss these niggas.
Yeah, he got a green light. There's no doubt about that. He from the highest.
He was loud off the porch?
He got the green light from the highest of authorities.
One of them niggas was like, fuck them.
Yeah,
niggas.
Go ahead and
get him.
Right.
Yeah, go get Melly Mel. Be careful with game, though.
Well, I ain't going to get into that, but what I'm saying is that, so what do we, before we break down the individual cuts, ultimately, what do we think about the politics of that? The politics.
I don't like it.
I don't like the politics at all.
Okay, well, then what about the politics you don't like?
I don't like the fact that it's putting guys that of generations who connect. You know what I'm saying? How we talk about there's no connection from this person to that person. You know what I mean? The shit that we was talking about earlier.
Yeah,
there's no connection
it.
Between
right.
what we like to Eminem to these new niggas.
Right.
There's no connection there. There's exactly no connection, but you can put a connection from Melly Mel to Eminem. You can draw a line and get there. There's no 6 degrees of separation like it is for these new niggas. You got to spin around the world and connect this cousin to this person and say, oh, okay, trap connects to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? That shit that they doing to us don't connect at all. But you can find a connection if you keep going around. But there's a direct line between Eminem and Melly Mel. You can see it, and you can, without even thinking about it, there's niggas there that spit and talk and do what they do. So I don't like the politics of that with these two niggas going at each other, and I definitely don't like the two cuts. They're both of them is trash on trash. Both cuts is just nasty to me. What's that nigga coming out the trash can? And Oscar the Grouch?
Oh, Oscar the Grouch.
Both of these niggas is in that trash can to me.
Well, to me, this should not have been a record battle. This should be a conversation. Whether it's a conversation with them behind closed doors or whether it's a conversation with them on a public forum, it should be a conversation, not a battle rap, because it just didn't even make sense. It didn't make sense. It was, my ears heard Eminem rhyming like the Eminem that I used to like, but it doesn't mean that I like that record. And whoever loves Melly Mel, yo, like loves him, should have been like, don't put that out, yo. Don't put that out. Don't do this.
Okay, so you, first of all, it's one of my biggest complaints in hip hop today, and this goes for M and fucking Mel. Okay, that you just said that Eminem had to get clearance. Okay, somebody should have been like to Eminem, ignore that cat.
He's a pioneer.
Ignore that cat. You have to let him go. You know what I'm saying? Look, I feel for M. He's like you said, between Lord Jamal and then now Mel, he's probably like, I'm sick of this shit. You know what I mean? I show niggas respect, but they just don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And they probably not real talk. Let's get down to the real talk. They probably don't ain't fucking with him because he's white. Ain't number one. And the fact that he's hella paid. You know what I mean? I mean, this guy is fucking, he's probably the richest fucking pure, like, rap-only person. Not movie and rap, not mogul and rap.
He did do movies.
You know, he did do movies. Well, he did,
Only
rap only?
Just
rap
movie.
Only? He's probably the richest nigga that just
it's rap,
rap
only. Yeah, I know he did a movie.
Not S-Dot?
Nah,
he's rap because mogul.
He's rap mogul. He made a lot of money without rap.
Yeah.
Talking about just rap only. Nigga that made the most money just rap only. That's
Eminem's
be
probably
Eminem.
Right, and so I think that probably fucks with. Now for Mel's part, I'm gonna give Mel one thing, and that Mel represents a generation and an attitude of a generation closer to my era. Is that fuck that? I'm not afraid. You got these motherfucking little niggas. You know what I mean? These rap politic niggas and shit. Getting told to stay on porches, getting told to stand fast or whatever. Mel's like, I'm going to give Mel credit in the fact that he at least did it. He ain't do it very well. Was he embarrassing himself? Well, maybe, but he's not going to stand by. He's not the type of guy to stand by. And obviously neither is Eminem, not the type of guy to stand by. Now,
he did, though.
What?
For a long time.
Right. Now, what really comes out of this? Nothing really, because the needle hasn't moved.
Nah.
Eminem fans are still going to represent Eminem. Old school cats who got Melly Mel in their top is still going to have Melly Mel in their top, no matter if Duke Booty wrote 3/4 of the lyrics. And Melly Mel says that.
But don't you think it would have been a better conversation than a stupid ass?
It would have been
for who they are.
For who they are, right. It should have been that. But for whatever reason, either M didn't reach out or they decided, fuck that nigga, I'm not talking to him. Whatever. Somewhere along the line, there was no communications even set up for them to even talk to each other. So there should have been a conversation besides them niggas just doing this type of shit because it didn't make sense.
What kind of conversation they gonna have, though?
The same conversation about fucking, why the fuck do you, Eminem could get it off his chest finally. Like, why the fuck you niggas hate me so much? What did I do to you? You know what I'm saying? Get it off his chest. Like, what the fuck did I do to you, B? What did I actually do to you to make you that, to make me hate you that, hate me that much? What did I do to you to make you go out here and talk about I'm a guest in hip hop when all I do is show respect? Why do you hate me so much? That's the conversation that could have happened. For this nigga, for both of them, and be like, man, M, I'm just tired of it. But you, so most of the reason would have came down to me would have been Melly Mel would have been like, damn, I am mad at you for nothing. I'm mad at the way other niggas is propping you up. The fact that they made you the great white hope. The fact that they made you into the best thing that ever happened to hip hop. I'm mad at that. more than I'm actually mad at you. But you're connected to it, so I'm pissed off at you.
That would have been way greater than them two records. Or that record, or those couple of verses. Because right. It really wasn't really records.
Well, at the end of the day, I think that hip hop took an L because it's funny. Both of them niggas' records is fucking
trash.
Garbage.
Garbage, my nigga.
And so, therefore, when you're taking this thing, this beef and this or whatever back and forth, I don't know. I mean, to me, like, I miss records when they were at least records. You know what I'm saying? I still to this day enjoy the hell out of To the Break of Dawn. I love that record from LL. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love that record. It's a quality record. And there have been not all diss records. Again, Kurt G's famous for saying the Ether track was garbage.
That track is wacky.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll argue anybody down to that track. It's fucking wacky. In fact, Nas should have did it a cappella because his lyrics made that track hot. Nas's lyrics made that track hot. That shit's whack.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah. So, yeah, hip-hop took an L, but I think, unfortunately, hip-hop took an L on a quality level, to me, which is actually much more important than individual petty beef between cats.
Oh, yeah. And I'm put on record. It's not Eminem's fault. You know what I'm saying? He was doing what he was doing before all that shit became what it became. Dr. Dre saw what he saw. Interscope saw what they saw, and they became wealthier off of that, right?
Right.
So the only thing I can fault M for is not, you know, even just, you know, with this thing. I think it's called social media or something. Just get on there and fucking spit and tell people to shut up and just do that, you know. But this, I don't know. It's a black eye to hip hop for Melly Mel and Eminem to have written those terrible rhymes for each other.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Questlove to write a hip hop history book for hip hop's 50th anniversary. Okay, who is better equipped to write a book on the 50th? I think probably I can name a couple of people, but apparently Questlove has got the golden touch. He's going to write the book.
If it's anything like that documentary he did on Stax, I'm all in for it.
I'd rather him do, but it's probably not enough footage from the early days. I'd rather him put out something like he put out for Stax.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that would probably be a lot better documentary to see it visually.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I think this is just me. The 50th, obviously he's going to, I mean, there's so much of that, but it's only 50 years. It's not like jazz, you know what I mean? It's not like jazz. We're talking about 50 years and not a whole lot of things, but there's a lot of things that you can rightly so just omit, and he's going to have to.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously I can imagine him starting in the park pre-Herc, you know what I mean? Obviously, probably spending an inordinate amount of time in the glory 80s and 90s, no doubt. You know what I mean? How does
he transition to this new shit?
Right,
what's gonna
exactly.
Get
That's going to be the thing.
Now, for me, he'd have to give equal time, only because this new shit is what's happening now. And he's going to have to do that if he's going to put this out to now. And if he wants to make money off it. Now, if he's actually doing a true historian shit, there's not really going to be equal time. The early days up till a certain 2001, 2002 time before that, will be get all the footage. And from 2002, 2003 to now, we're probably getting hardly much of nothing.
But you know what?
There's room for all of it, yo. It's just you have to give it as just do. It ain't going to be 50-50 or 30-30-30 or whatever 33s. The story has to be told how the fuck it happened.
Back to
this shit is happening now.
Okay, but back to my point. Let's say somebody was writing this book at year 45, right? And then they bring in the new niggas, right? Just to tie the book up at the end, right? 5 years later, those new niggas that they would have brought in at Hip Hop's 45, 90% of them gone. So they really didn't mean anything, and they didn't really, you know, we're not talking about history-defining, genre-making, Public Enemy type, you know. We're not
talking. You don't think Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy and them should get some dew in there?
I'm thinking that you got to be really, really careful and look at who actually has a real legacy. Okay, because I think that you're going to tend to put guys who are just, again, social media darlings at the moment at the end of that book. But are they the ones who really, look, I don't like Drake, but does he have a legacy? Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, in the book. You know what I'm saying? But it's very, very few people like him, even.
Well, Travis Scott would be in there.
Would he? Okay, if you're telling me Travis Scott got that
because
legacy.
Because he's huge. I'm just saying, okay. Because he's huge.
Word. Then I'm like, okay, word. You know what I mean? But what a good point. Does Gucci Mane make that? I mean,
T.I.
How detailed are you trying to get is the, where it goes into? Because if you're not going to get detailed, then you're going to start skipping niggas. If you just make it generalized and only get, like you said, the big names from each generation, from each era, and only they get shine, then it's like a bunch of niggas like us is going to be pissed off. Like, damn, how the fuck you didn't mention this person? How you didn't mention that person? You know what I'm saying? So this is a tough book to write, B.
It is.
I think that he's capable, though. We've seen his work. And again, it's a different medium. Book is not a movie. But we all saw the Stax documentary. And, I mean, he got an Oscar for it. Shit was amazing. And if he can put that effort into telling hip-hop story, the first 50 years of hip-hop story, I have faith in him being able to do it.
I ain't saying that he can't do it. I'm just saying, to me, it would be better off as a visual. He could probably win another Oscar for
yes,
a visual.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't gonna argue that. You're right.
He's not getting a Pulitzer for this book.
I don't know if it'll get an Oscar because it's hip-hop, but he definitely should have been putting together. And there's got to be footage.
Well, okay, so he's writing a book, and obviously you're going to have the classic picks in there. You're going to have, I mean, there's so many things when you're writing the history of that. So it's interesting because I wonder, Quest, being from Philly, and because I believe that Philly and Miami's histories in the earlier days of hip-hop get skipped all the time.
Yes.
All the time. Is he going to really bring up the literal transition out of New York? I mean, out of New York, New Jersey, you know, the first stop was Philly. And it's mad New York niggas on Philadelphia independent labels. I'm not saying he has the right about that. People probably don't care. But it do Philly cats so get you, mentioned?
But does he mention Hilltop Hustlers?
No, I don't think so. That's a nuance.
I think that being that he's from there, I would hope that he would definitely include that.
Right. I would hope that he would commit tap money and, you know, cash money at least.
Or at least the DJs.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah. But, and again, and now this is just a personal thing for me, again, how everybody thinks Miami is Ross and Pitbull. Now, fuck that. Again, that whole MCADE got a story to tell.
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
know
sir.
What I mean? And so base in Miami and that whole thing, I mean, it seems like that whole thing is erased. And you would think Atlanta invented that shit, you know, in today's ethos. So
it is funny. But that when you just said that, it's funny to me. It is. It's funny how we accepted bass as hip hop, but never accepted trap because trap ain't nothing but that's the reverse of bass to me. It's just that same heavy boom, boom.
Got a good point,
slow
there,
down. This heavy boom and it's slow down.
I disagree.
It's pretty much the same. You know what I'm saying? It's a heavy boom, slow down.
What's the difference, killer?
I believe that we accepted. I think that we accepted bass. Just on the premise of that they weren't trying to be other than who they were. Yeah, nobody's saying MCADE had, you know, yo, he's really busting rhymes or whatever, or 2 Live Crew or Shadi or any of these other people, even though he was from New York originally. But I don't know. I just remember a lot of respect for the DJ. I remember world-class DJs coming out of Florida. You know what I'm saying? I remember, you know, excellent production. Certainly not canned apricots.
So, wait, first of all, it's like you just want to blame 3 Stacks.
I didn't say nothing about that.
Because them cats from Atlanta was doing their thing. And then 3 Stacks said, the South got something to say. Wasn't nobody else. I mean, they might have felt that way.
Fucking region repping is the worst.
But I'm just saying that's how that would tie in to what we were talking about earlier. They'd be like, well, damn, how y'all so easily accepted bass music, but y'all can't accept trap at all? Like, how the fuck y'all ain't even act like this ain't even part of hip hop on no level?
Damn, killer, we on a stand, B.
Luther Campbell actually tells a very good story pre 2 Live Crew. Pretty much a party promoter and would have Run DMC and Houdini and those guys come down to Miami on a regular basis. So I think there was fostered relationships there. I think that T.I.'s story is interesting as the chip developed. Because he tells a story of being in New York and whatever and saying, well, we rapping in our city, too. And, of course, New York niggas being the most ignorant, arrogant niggas on the planet, okay, dissed his thing. And so, therefore, there's the Southern chip. So I think there's a story to be told in that. I think the nuance, that's what I love about hip-hop. I think the nuance and things that will get skipped in his book in the 50th, he has to write it straight down the middle so that your average Yahoo understands it.
Right.
Either that or Encyclopedia Britannica style.
Well, that's not going to work.
14 volumes.
Right, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
But the point is that, you know, so you're right. Why did we accept? I don't know the story about Luke and them, you know, having a relationship with Run DMC and Houdini. I don't know the story about that. I know when I first heard it, I was like, yo, it's dope. It's all I could say, yo, because it had everything that was hip hop in it.
Right, it had samples.
Yeah, it had samples. It had cutting and scratching. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I mean,
right.
it was everything that was hip hop.
Now that's the answer I'm looking for.
Okay,
that it connected to hip hop in a way, even though the beat was sped up and it had a lot of heavy 808 in it. It was connected by the fact that it had samples and it had cutting and scratching, so it was hip-hop connected in that way. That's where I was looking for that answer, why we accepted that more than we would accept what's happening now, as you call the canned peaches.
Well, Curtis, I don't know how I may have missed this in the past, but what was it about Migos that you opened the door and let him in?
I just like the music. Like I always say, and I repeat what I said a few weeks ago, I like the music. I like what they were doing, and I like these young boys, how they were sounding to me. I was like, damn, they sound a little different. I like their flow. Now, if they invented that flow or not, I don't know. Other niggas are saying they invented that flow. But I like the way they was flowing over the beats. I was like, these young boys is all right. So I like what they was doing. But okay. I also accepted it for what it was. I never accepted it and called it hip-hop. I always accepted it for being something different, a different formula for me, something that I can listen to other than listening to hip-hop or listening. I said to hip-hop. Niggas mad about that. But listening to hip-hop, listening to R&B, listening to gospel, listening to country. I listen to all kinds of shit. And trap is something that I listen to on a... Back then, I used to listen to it more than I do now. But I just listened to it as something different to listen to. And Migos was one of my things I would go to listen to.
Gotcha.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so action-packed hip-hop digest here. You know what I mean? All right, next topic on the hip-hop digest is the cut of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Got a new feature trying to liven up the show a little bit. The cut of the week. Each week, each person from the hip-hop digest brings in a record, and what we do is we listen to the record before show so we can get a fresh take. This week's record is brought to you by Kurt G.
Yes, sir.
And the cut is from one of our faves, Black Milk, and it is called Downs Got Up.
Now, let me give a little pre-story about it, since everybody's listening to it now, so I'm not spoiling anything for them. So I had an original cut I had was a different song than this, and I might bring that up again the next time my turn comes up, so I'm not going to mention what the name of it was. But I had another original cut to bring in here. But then I heard this a couple days ago and was like, oh, Black Milk? I seen his name. I'm like, Black Milk? Okay, let me listen to this. I'm listening, and I'm going, okay. Matter of fact, let me switch it up, because I don't want to see what the fellas is going to think about this cut, because he's one of our faves, and I want to know what he's doing this on his tracks. So that's how that came up. And also, at the end of the show, I'm going to put the cut up so people in the text chain can give their 2 cents on it, too.
All right. So you really want to know what time it is, you know you got to be in the text chain. You know what I mean? You really want the inside baseball, you got to be in the text chain. So no doubt. So what do we think about the cut here? That's the key thing here. So, all
right. Who's going to be first?
Fuck it. I'm going to go first. All right. You know what I mean? Just to get it out of so first of all, I like the record. And I like the record because I like the production. Okay? So I'm going to break it down the way we probably would use it. Broke down. The beat is very nice. Bass line and the keyboard work in there is crazy. All right? It's one of the cuts that you're listening to it. You know, you get frozen for a hot minute until that slight bit of auto-tune on his voice a little bit. Then you're like... You know, you get nervous and shit, like a panic attack, but then you calm down. Okay, all right, because he's spitting. He's really doing his thing or whatever. You know, semi-modern hook, but I like it, and I'm giving it the hard green, because at the end of the day, it really is hip-hop based. Does he sort of put too much salt, you know what I mean, on the green beans? Yeah. You know what I mean? Does he put a little too much, you know? Yeah, beans kind of salty, bro, but it's okay. It's all right. I can eat them. You know what I mean? That's what I think about the record.
Okay. Well, since Curtis, you brought it up, I'll let you go last and I'll go now.
Okay.
I was all over the place when I was listening to the record. I can't kill it since this is something new, since this is evolving, this segment. since you gave it the hard green, I'm going to give it a medium yellow. That auto-tune did fuck me up, and I was like, damn, he's doing fucking Drake on the hook, unnecessary. But what drew me back in, like you said, was the production of the record was awesome. That's what kept my attention the whole time. I heard him spitting, and I know he was spitting, but I wasn't like, I can't tell you like something that he said that I'm like, oh, did you hear what he said, such and such. I was put off by the amount of auto-tune and the Drake-like sounding hook, but the music kept me engaged, so I'm gonna give it a medium yellow. You can choose to go if you want to.
So check it out. So before G gets in, what I'm gonna say, one of the tenets of hip-hop that would make this record a whole lot better, that it won't be there, I don't know, Black Milk, if you get around to it or whatever, when 12 Inches used to come out, you could buy that record and ignore the vocal.
Yeah.
And spin the hell out of that instrumental.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And that's one of the tenets of hip hop that, man, trust me when I tell you, there's a lot of records that I got in here that I ain't never played the vocal on, but the beat is so crazy. So shout to Black Milk. That beat is absolutely nuts. And if it was on 12 inch with an instrumental, well, you know, I guess you'd have got my $12.
Make that $24.95.
Shit, these days.
I'm 24, saying. 24. Right?
But anyway, so back to me. I first heard the record, I was like, I was frozen because I heard Black Milk, like I said, and I was like, okay, let me listen to this. And I was like, my neck was snapping at first, like, oh shit, track is crazy. Track is nuts. And then when he came in with that auto-tune, I almost hit, boom, shut, delete. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. I can't believe you actually did this, nigga. Why? Why is what I'm thinking to myself. Like, why the fuck would you do that? You don't need it. You don't, right? But I got past it. Exactly. When you said that panic attack, I was in full-blown panic attack. And I was about to stop because before I fucking had a seizure. Like, fuck out of here. Let me get out of here with this shit. But then, like I said, I went past because I said, let me listen to this nigga. Let me see what he's doing. He's got auto-tune on his voice while he's spitting. So I was like, okay, let me listen. Oh, okay. He's actually spitting.
Yeah, he was.
Now, but fucking me up is that I can't get into his lyrics because I'm waiting and hoping beyond hope that the nigga doesn't come back with the auto-tune on the hook, hoping that he just comes back with something different. That was just the beginning of the record.
Wow.
To sweeten it up a little bit, and he would get to the hook, and it would be something different.
Wow.
But no, it was the same shit. So I could never get into the lyrics the way I wanted to get into the lyrics because I was fucked up because I'm like, oh, why are you doing it? And then he's got a tight little bit of auto-tune on his regular voice as he's spitting.
Yep.
And I'm like, shit, nigga, damn. Why? And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, B? Stop this shit. But the track keeps me in because the track is so fire. And the only thing that kept me going was the track after I got past the panic attack. But this track is fucking fire. Like, I just got into the head nod. Like, the track is crazy. Fuck that hook. The track is crazy, and this nigga is actually spitting a little bit, and I can hear him on the third verse starting to spit because I had to tune the fucking hook out, auto-tune that hook the fuck out of my head.
Boy.
So I'm like, this nigga's out of here. But for me, if you're going to give it a green light to go, you're going to give it a medium yellow, you can make it. I'm going to say, you better stop because you're about to get that ticket, nigga.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, wow.
Nigga, stop it before you get that ticket on this shit because any more of this auto-tune shit, nigga, you done went all the way left field on us, Black. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get soft out here in these music streets, B.
Well,
you liking a lot of shit, B.
I mean, this is the thing. So, I don't know why he did it. I don't know why the motivation, because now if he would have done that with the canned B, if he'd have done that with canned peaches,
making money, I'm quite sure he's making money,
right?
But he never got a payday.
If
like
he would have did this on canned peaches, then we'd have been giving him the gas, you know. We'd have been throwing him in, you know, we didn't give him the gas face and shit. But that beat alone is turning off the money spigot. That's a traditional hip-hop beat.
Right, because he's not making no money off the beat alone.
Right.
So I'm like, why do it? That's why I was fucking me up. Like, why, nigga? This track is too much fire for you to be bullshitting with fucking auto-tune.
Right. If you you could have pulled a regular canned apricots off the shelf and went whole auto-tune, and we'd have been like, damn, Black Milk fucked up in the game. It'd have been pretty much, again, I don't know why he did it. Like I said, too much salt on the beans, my G.
Damn, nigga. The yams is good, but you put too much sugar in them shits.
Exactly. So, you know what I mean? So, shout out to Black Milk. I don't know who's next up on the cut next week.
That'll be Mr. Green.
At Swerve?
Yeah, and Mr. Green's next.
Well, I think it's Killer. Cause
no, it is, because he kind of started with the LL.
He started with the LL, then he went,
yeah.
Then I'm going.
But, yeah, but that shit
that
you did last
was
week
was not really mine.
Yeah, but your cut, yeah, it is your turn, because you went off some stuff that was on the text chain.
Off the grid.
Okay. Yeah. You had to get your own.
All right, so I had to get my own cut. All right, no problem, no doubt. All right. So here we go. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I ordered the joint, like I said, I was going to do the hip hop trivia game.
Oh, shit, there you got it.
Yeah, Sean.
I got it.
Yeah, you know, I got it. Sean Can't, TROWITZ. I can't pronounce shit. But anyway, it is, got my spectacles here. The ultimate hip hop trivia game for.
He got the instructions.
Yeah,
out.
For rap nerds, hip hop heads, music fans, and everybody in between. Sounds like that book that might be
exactly
written.
Exactly.
This might be a.
He's always
maybe he's got that.
Yeah, always been driven by creative people who make their own rules, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So apparently he's saying this trivia game is for everyone. Now there's a lot, there's a couple of categories here in the trivia games. And let me read the categories. Categories is digging in the crates, samples, beats, and producers.
Oh, I thought he was going to say DITC was first off the break. I'm like, oh, they really deep in it.
Nah, right. I don't know. All right. Let's see here. The second category is Burn Hollywood Burn, when hip hop hits the screen. All right. And then the next.
Hollywood Burn.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. There you go with that legacy shit again. All right. The next one is Link and Build, all about collaborations. The next one is Liner Note Life. What? Inside Albums.
Damn, they weigh in it.
Yeah, well, here we go. The next one is Big Moves, Big Business Deals, Accolades, and Cultural Milestones.
Oh, there you go.
They're all in.
Your S-dot, if you will. Exactly. Okay, here we go. The next one is What's My Motherfucking Name? Put Some Respect on They Names.
Snoop Dogg and Put Some Respect on It.
Yeah, right. So you know where he's going with that. Okay, the next one is Check the Rhyme, A Lyric-Based Question.
Oh, shit.
And then the last category is Rap Life, Questions About Rappers.
B, pull out the cards, B.
Yeah, you want to shuffle off a couple them or you just want to pull one out of that motherfucker?
All right, I'm going to pull one out.
So you go ahead and pull one out of there, and then I'll pull one out of there next week. And then, damn, I wish you had it.
Oh, I'll buy it.
All right, fuck it. I don't know. I'm going out of the middle here. Okay, we're going to start with digging in the crates.
Okay, here we go.
All right, digging in the crates here. Right.
So me and you got to go ahead and try to see if we know the answer to this question.
Oh, Lord, Family Feud.
All right, so this is rap nerd shit here. Jurassic 5, DJ Cut, Chemist, and Newmark appeared on a song from this rock group's multi-platinum 1999 album, Make Yourself. And if I didn't see the question, I wouldn't have got it right because
yeah,
I didn't
I'm out
know.
The whip.
So they got the it's from a rock. They sampled a rock group.
They appeared on the rock group's multi-platinum album.
Is there multiple choice or is it just the?
Yes,
answer?
I'm going through it. Okay,
multiple choice.
All right,
okay.
Multiple choices is 311. A 311. B Incubus. C Limp Bizkit. And D Sugar Ray.
Now, see, out of the answer, I'm going to say Limp Bizkit or Incubus, one of the two.
All right. And you say Swervin'?
I said the same thing. I said three. The same shit, exactly how he said it.
Okay, so the answer would be B, Incubus.
Incubus, yeah. Well, it had to be one of them two.
Yeah, so you couldn't answer the question.
I had no answer for that. I would lose because they said you got to pick one.
Right, no doubt. All right, let me pick another one. All right, here, this... I wouldn't have known that shit. I would have been fucked up in the game.
they're getting deep on it.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Or to some, I'd be like, that ain't deep, nigga.
All right, somebody was like, man, come on, you didn't know that? Mm. Fuck, you didn't know that?
All right. This category is Check the Rhyme. All right. Now, I guess it's lyrics, so you know I'm going to fuck it up, so pardon me here. Now it's your time to shine. If you can completely perform a full verse from this rap song of your choosing, then you can use this card to it's a substitution card.
Oh, we could use that. That's an easy one for any of us.
Right, it's a substitution card. So you would have to be able to perform, let's say, in your time to shine, you can perform, a full verse.
Oh, a full verse.
Yeah, all you got to do is perform a full verse.
I shouldn't have left you.
Without a strong rhyme.
Come on,
step
two.
You would have to perform.
We would have that one. We'd have a free card.
All right. That's what's up. Let me pull out this other stack here and pull out one more.
One
you want? Okay, here you go.
Festivities.
All right, here.
Let me let you get into the festivities over here. I can hear different them niggas pausing all day right now.
Oh, my
keep
goodness.
Keep saying, let me pull one out.
Oh, Lord.
Just pull it out. Don't take it out of that thing. I can see this thing being fucked up.
Yeah, I see that.
All right.
All right. Damn, they made the print small as shit on this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you got me over here looking like Mr. Magoo. Trying to stare at this motherfucker.
I know.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo for you youngins. Go ahead and look him up. Yo, y'all need a brighter light. I got to get up on this one.
All right. Oh, okay. You want me to do it? Yeah, the print is hella small. But then that's when you got old man eyes.
Ooh. Well, he read. Look at him. He read.
Wow. Okay. Okay, he got it, I think.
This group recorded one of their songs for a Christmas compilation album.
Outkast.
Boom. Go the Dynamite.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That so-so deaf Christmas
Okay,
album.
But yeah. All right, but what were the choices?
Migos.
Oh, my bad.
you was right off the bat. But it was Migos, Outkast, Digital Underground, or The Far Side.
Oh, okay.
The niggas would have been like, Migos, no way.
No way, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, everybody would have picked Outkast on that. Yeah, no doubt.
What was it, Southern Playlistic?
Yeah, exactly, Southern Playlistic. That's what it came on.
That was the Christmas record.
That came on, yeah.
that's out of liner note life here. All right, that goes back in the middle here. All right, yo, fuck it, one more, yo. Fuck it, one more. Fuck it, one more. Shit. Let's see what we got. What is this green joint here? One of these joint here. No, that's Rap Life. Okay, here we go.
You know, I mean, like, these niggas are stretching the show, ain't they?
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, well, you know, it's a fucking trivia game. There's a million cards in this mofo and whatnot.
One.
Yeah. All right, I got it. Well, I can hardly get him out of the thing because I'm not trying to take him out of the plastic thing. Fuck. All right, I got it. Okay, I got it.
Oh, that resale value.
I know.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Okay, this category is Burn Hollywood Burn.
Uh-oh.
All right, here.
Public Enemy.
All right.
Boys in the Hood.
All right, here we go. Let me rock the question. It says, Kid and Play starred in House
God.
Party films in 20, but in 2012, it was revealed that the script for the first film was originally created for this group in mind. Remember, it's Kid and Play in the films, but in 2012, Kid and Play wasn't the group that his script was written for. It was A, Beastie Boys, EPMD, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, or the Fat Boys.
I'm going to say that's Jazzy easy. Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
In 2012?
That's when they revealed that Kid and Play wasn't the original that the script was written for.
Okay, I'm going to say the Fat Boys.
Okay, ding, ding, ding. Kurt G had it right. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
There you go.
Yep, that would have been easy. Yeah. So, all right, yeah, that's the hip-hop trivia. It looks like it's pretty... looks like it's pretty expansive. You can't go in there, you know, smug.
Yeah, it ain't like the one you was pulling out over there.
Oh, yeah, they fucking too easy. I'm going to win a lot of money with this one.
Yeah, you can't go into this particular thing smug, you know. Yeah,
I'm looking at the Fat Boys, Crush Groove and Disorderlies and
yeah, that was
Who's
like,
the
that
Man.
That was wild back. That shit.
Fat Boys had some runs.
They did have a run. They definitely had a run.
Yeah, so we're going to be rocking this trivia for a minute, you know what I mean?
Before we get out, we're going to talk about motherfucking Alabama.
Ooh.
And what can we talk?
Everybody got memes. I just want to say real quick.
Damn.
I almost got my feelings, but I have to realize that black people are just a very talented, creative people, yo. We're going to make jokes out of, I don't give a fuck what it is. There's probably some Jesus jokes in the black community somewhere, but... Black folk going joke on everything. I didn't find it funny at first because I'm like, damn, this is one time that black people actually stood up for each other in a certain way because there was a whole lot more on the thing that didn't run down there. But we had a full demonstration of black folks standing up for another black person, and it's all jokes now. So I just had to accept that black people are creative and funny as hell.
Well, I mean, first of all, crime was committed.
Yep.
I mean, so he was instructing them to move their boat. So the bigger vessel that was the bigger space he was supposed to be in there anyway. He instructed them to move their boat. Then they committed a crime.
Yep.
Now, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was going to be 4-5-on-1, you know, until the brothers ran up in there and then everything was everything.
And swam up
you
in there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know, right? That being said, what can I say, man? I think white folks felt a certain way about that. You know what I mean? They didn't appreciate that.
In that small town?
Well, it's a small
Try
town.
Try that in a small town.
Yeah, and your boy got them activated. You know what I mean? They activated. They running around, you know what I'm saying, with their chest poked super out for being unnecessary. Because it's unnecessary. All of that shit was so unnecessary.
But most things are, B. Most shit is all some dumb shit that you could have avoided.
So, yeah. What can I say? I mean, I'm like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really have any jokes, man. But, you know, shit. I think you'd be lying if you didn't say that you were hardened when you seen, you know, people come to his aid.
Oh, absolutely. But I was heartened and lightened by it because of the Pettus Bridge. I wasn't lightning happy about it because Martin Luther King taking his last breath there. Wasn't it there? Not there.
No, that was Memphis.
That was Memphis. Tennessee. But he was there, though. You know what I'm saying? So all of that stuff, his speech there, the fact that people got beat down on that bridge and all that. And, you know, that wasn't, like, ancient history. You know what I'm saying? In the annals of history, it wasn't ancient. So for them people to be like, nah, not today. Yes, I felt very good when I saw it. Especially for the fact that they jumped that dude and he was just doing his job.
Right. So, all right, yo, that's what's up. So speaking of music, are we going to get to it? We're going to get to the Digital Freaks albums of the week. Shout out to Peter and Matt.
All right. This week brought to you by Pete is Mad One and the Architect Madman Architecture. That's Mad One and the Architect Madman Architecture. Then we got brought to you by Matt, Crime Apple and Clovis. Damn, another one of these damn ones.
There you go.
Cachillo and Pepe. Crime Apple and Clovis. Cachillo and Pepe. And then brought to you by me is Ken C, the Kendrick Cole EP. That's Ken C, the Kendrick Cole EP.
All right, that's what's up.
Wow, I look forward to hearing that. That sounds interesting. Kendrick Cole, huh?
That's his real name, Ken C.
Wow, that's interesting as hell.
All right, that's what's good. So, all right, so we had a good show. I mean,
hey, we had a hip hop show. You ain't got to fucking apologize this week.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
We were 99% hip hop this week. We had a little bit stepping off the other side, but we mostly hip hop.
All right, that's what's good. So we endeavor to do better. Good night.
Peace.
Fix those crowns. Stand, it's like quicksand, I'm 10 toes down. Watch the world and while it goes round. Feel like I'm standing still, feel like the Man of Steel. Was taught to never feel, trying to find out where it's real. You can see me stand, been working hard, you can see these hands. Still standing, feeding fam, see these bands. Money blown, still eating, money thrown. Catch and run like I'm CD Lamb. Stepped up, stepped on, may stop, I kept on. They tiptoed, I stepped strong, take shots like Teflon. Carry the crown, all the weight that you carry around. Good you up, tear you down, that's the merry-go-round.
God damn, but still get up.
I was told put on a war face by heroes in the hood that never wore capes. Really have you running in circles, life not Olympic races. You still jumping hurdles like vodka porn, not that sober. Watch you stumble, pull you up just to knock you over. Watch you fumble, right where you stand, the dream is so close. You move forward, they steady moving the goalposts. Knock you off balance the most you can try. Whole life been like walking tight ropes in the sky. Don't slip, don't fall, I hope you can fly on your own too. Most you can try, what you gon' do, won't do.
get to this now, I'll meet you the rapper. I remember trying to slap my demo in here and last slick on wax. How he a drive-by shooter, deep way that stay fly, all his homegirls boosters. Since back when I cut out my first Chevy, I been on the hate mongers, mine's heavy. It was the SS money, the Rover, the Austin, the Continental Bentley, inside like a coffin. Swally and Del Mar called a bad cave, cause you could drive all the way in the house if you pull up from the back way. A life few gang members fell in, hop in the golf cart, cause it's a long ways to bring the mail in. They didn't get the vaccine. The envioso virus can infect your whole team. Before I start rapping, the whole ghetto love me. But now if I don't help them blow up, they like, fuck me. Think a nigga puffy, why you didn't plug me? I tried to, nigga, remember you didn't trust me. A couple niggas round the town said I did them ugly. But when we did the audit, they found they was really lucky. Pre-mad at haters, plant seeds before you get there. Bitch already off before you even go and sit there. When they slander you, it's coming from the self-hate. Nigga can't keep a bitch and yours out going on her 12th date.
You don't even know you speaking up on you. That's what they gon' do when you get money. Lie on you. Don't even know you speaking up on you. That's what they gon' do. Keep getting money.
Cooking for the whole team, they eating with you. Supposed to be bros, but secretly competing with you. You getting cash, it's a magnifying glass on your ass. Looking for anything to hide the real reason they flash. The squabbling, the shooting, elevator to a hustler. He wouldn't front you them lotto, so now he a bust. Keep they hit a lick and came up on a half a ticket. They get a gates and a turf and every day still bickin'.
Right, nigga.
Yeah, right, nigga.
Lie on you, don't even know you. Speaking up on you, that's what they gon' do.
Blue stamp, boom docks.
What you gonna do with the whole crew come through knocking on you? Huh? So what the fuck? What you gonna do with the whole crew come through knocking on you?
Nah, nah.
So what the fuck? What you gonna do with the whole crew come through knocking on you?
Knock them out.
So what the fuck? What you gonna do with the whole crew come through knocking on you?
They don't know who we are. Check me out.
So what the fuck?
We all in the same game. Money in the strap, let my nuts hang. Bright flash from the shotgun. Get money, jail loke, nigga on one. Thick red bone, nigga strong on. Hub City jail, nigga no harm. And y'all no threat. All for the money, so a nigga go get. Hot shells fell to the ground. Please, nigga, please, how the ops gon' sound. Now we at the round table. Knock 'em out the box if you're willing and able.
Right.
Stable on the block with the income.
Right.
Crazy for the hood, nigga, go dumb.
Dumb.
Like I rep for the Bay, but it's Westside Compton, nigga, all day.
What you gonna do with the whole crew come through knocking on you? Huh? So what the fuck? What you gonna do with the whole crew come through knocking on you?
Knock 'em out the
box. So what the fuck? What you gonna do with the whole crew come through knocking on you?
Knock 'em out the
box. So what the fuck?
Enemy, that's phase. Airbrush jeans and some dookie braids. Through the grapevine, yeah, serenade. Young BG Loke trying to get paid. Laid back in the ragtop. Ate hood shit, but it's still all hip hop. Still blowing on trees. Still beat the pussy up with ease. All thugs to the backyard. Lil mama trying to throw it back so hard. And that's the energy. Run up, then you might get the penalty. All straps on deck. Money to get, so I'm trying to collect.
Right.
Can I get a witness?
Hey, you got
OG 8 with the business.
Yeah. Yeah. What you gonna do with the whole crew come through knocking on you?
Huh? Uh-huh.
So what the fuck? What you gonna do with
out
the whole crew come through knocking on you?
Huh? Oh, stand
so what
up.
The fuck? What you gonna do
knock
with the whole crew come through knocking on you?
Huh?
So what the fuck? What you gonna do with the whole crew come through knocking on you?
Smokey on the beat.
Yeah.
Beat him down low.
Knock him out the. I'm feeling like Chuck D. Now we have the power. Word of Ice-T. Life is too short, tougher than leather. Follow the leader, put your hands together. It's a critical beatdown. Ain't no half-stepping. Straight out the jungle, brother. They pack weapons. Strictly business, nobody beats biz. You ain't top filling, no milk in the fridge. When your paper's thin, can't take care of your kids. Can't act the fool king and catch a bid. Juvenile detention, planning escapes. Elephant print joining, max out tapes. From straight out Compton to straight up state. Release date fate like I seen four eights.
Like we bringing 88 back.
Back in 88.
Now what the hell are you? leave aside because I can't afford to do it. Going to the top and from the start, you suckers knew it. DMD, devastating, my demand is what it means. Coming in your city, rock your mics, killing scenes. Fresh from the west, poetry is what I'm knocking. Suckers that doubt it are the ones that I'm shocking. Iceman's down and I know he'll never leave me. Try me or deny me, try to front me or deceive me. Rockin', shockin', rockin' till I prove I rock the best. If you think that you could tell me, then go put me to the test. I'm not a little wet, but you know you are a trier. You better get it, girl, while I'm really still a higher. Because you started rapping first, I will admire you, but you're wrong, cause to me you're still a trier. See, I'm from LA, and my rap is coming hard. I'm making crazy dollars, I don't need a Visa card. Girls that I know I didn't diss and say forget it, cause I'm just a rapper and I'm not big-headed. Not rockin' for the girls, no, no, rockin' for the poor. I rock it cause I'm sharp, 92 get paid in full, doing damage. I'm getting 20, cold cash money, homie. Now I put you in your place. You're trying to think, but your mind is still erased. Knowledge in your knowledge, that won't make you feel relaxed. You hear me on the stage and come around the friendly hat. Lyric rhyme king, poetry among some best. Down with Iceman, and I know he'll never fast. Tonight is the night that I make you up a spy. Cause I'm doing deep, proving that you are a trier.
Down with the werewolves, the white girls, the fat.
Taking over titles and your egos are wrecked. Times got rough, but my poetry is down. And now all you suckers looking silly like a clown. So stay the hell back, why don't you get up out my face? Cause lyrics coming strong, blinding suckers like Mace. Taking over this city, yeah, I plan to hold it down. And I'm DMD, and I do not need a crown. Condemning all you suckers, pretty soon you all will notice. The DMD is hard, and the point to why I wrote this is to let you know that I'm coming like a rave. And I won't be a joke once the master hits the stage. All you suckers realize it. The DMD is down and you know that I'm advising you to join my team, sucker punk. You understand the DMD devastating superpower. My demand is doing damage, damage.
Yeah, that's right. You just told him like that, homie. I know they ain't
doing damage, damage.
You know what
damage.
I'm saying? They gonna take the winners and brag to him about this, buddy. Yeah, I think we finna go down right about this time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In effect, y'all. Yeah, Coco's in the house, y'all. Top of two is in the house, y'all. Yeah, DMP's in the house, y'all.